So he was in the service for World War I. Any chance he participated in the bonus march on Washington?
He got paid. I remember a small boy, they got paid for the bonus. And my mother carried the little gold that they got paid in around in a basket sewed between two little towels in a basket, and that basket went everywhere she
really?
Went. She went.
Did she eventually spend the gold?
Oh, yeah, you had to eventually because they weren't making any money out of anything.
Yeah.
My father eventually got a job. I did some little farming after we moved to town. We moved twice, and once he rented some land out east of town where you could rent maybe 50 or whatever acres they used and farm, and he done a little farming. Had cow and raised hog.
Was that enough to keep your family during those years? You were able to feed yourselves?
I'm the only child.
Okay.
And people helped each other a lot.
How did they help each other?
Oh, come the winter time, they cut wood for fuel and coal. People didn't have money to buy wood, buy coal, so they cut wood. And the lady that was in here, you were talking about being 97 years old,
yeah,
lived over Ridgeway. Over in that area, they cut down trees and hauled the wood into Mount Victory. And several people go together and take a strip of land and cut the trees down, burn the brush, and have the wood to bring home for fuel.
That wouldn't last long, though. Was there enough wood to last through the years?
Oh, we burned a lot of wood when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, it burned railroad ties, too.
Really?
Really, yeah.
That must not have been very healthy.
Well, you did a lot of things. Might not have been too healthy.
Did you scavenge coal along the railroad tracks?
I was a kid, and we picked up some coal, but not much. My parent eventually bought a property here in town for $600. An old aunt helped them get. And Dad worked for the railroad some, too.
What work did he do for the railroad?
Watchman.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, my parents did the same thing. My dad, we didn't own anything. And where we live, of course, my father didn't have a steady job. He must have been in the war too, because I remember him getting a small amount of money.
Do you?
And it was very small, and it didn't go very far. I think so we had to move a lot of times, because I feel for the people that are evicted, because we had to move quite often because you couldn't keep up the rent and the expenses.
What was that like to move? How old were you when this happened?
Oh, I was anyway from 9, 10 years old on up to before I moved to Mount Victory.
Okay. What was it like? Do you remember what it was like in your family when you had to move from one place to the next?
Well, my mother adjusted very easy to things and went wherever the family, and we stuck together,
mm-hmm,
made friends in school, and we didn't notice it because
really?
There was a lot of people the same way.
Yeah.
New friend, school.
Do you remember at all whether or not your family went on relief, got relief from the government?
Not really relief. They got commodities sometimes a long time ago when we were a little older. And we lived in a little town called Hepburn. We moved out of Canton to Hepburn, and people would help you. We had a friend that he butchered, gave us a hog, and he helped butcher. People, back then, all the time I can remember, people were great to help each other.
Okay.
You knew your neighbors, and you helped one another.
What other kinds of things did the neighbors do to help you out?
Well, we just visited with one another. We shared. Because after we had to go on the food stamps, after the war, a lot of people would talk about it and laugh about it, and if there's some of them extended longer than they needed, well, they would share. So I don't know, think people were, it was hard to live like that, but I think people were more generous and friendly with each other than they are today.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened then, you didn't travel a lot. You didn't have any way to go. My dad and he was in the service, and he brought home an old motorcycle, I remember.
He brought home a cycle?
Yeah, he had an Army motorcycle. How he got it, don't ask me, I don't know. And then eventually he got an old Model T Ford, and Dad wasn't the best of manager. The money went in the wrong direction. And Mom was a manager, and he wasn't the manager. So we lived a little different lifestyle than her family did. There was never, we had to worry about something to eat. I mean, well, we always had that.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't have any money for anything else, you had what you wanted to eat and clothes. A little hard once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, wore patched clothes to school. Some of the kids made fun of him, but.
Oh, sure.
I look at them now and they're gone.
Yeah.
When I say gone, they're all.
All of
our class, all of my class that graduated is gone except two.
What year did you graduate?
38.
Okay. I graduated in 41. I graduated in May and we were married in July.
Oh, goodness. So you were school sweethearts?
No, he was out of school, but he was carrying the mail, hanging the mail sack down on the railroad. I and my girlfriend would walk around and walk uptown. The kids would tease me about him carrying the mail.
How did you meet him?
At church.
Okay.
A friend of mine said, you ought to meet Eddie. And I said, I don't want to know no Bedine, because he had two cousins that went to school and their mother was dead. And they were the armrest boys and teased. And I said, I don't want to marry no Bedine. And here we've been married 68 years.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I never said think that we actually went hungry, because my mother was a good cook and a good manager. Dad would always work enough to know that we had food.
Mm-hmm.
One time my dad was sick, and they brought us in a food basket. And my dad was sent to a TB hospital one time for a short time. And at that time, my mother made the most beautiful big white angel food cakes, and she never had a mixer. She would beat them by hand. And then my oldest brother, that is dead now, him and I would, Mom would sell them to people in the neighborhood that had money. They would take orders. She made homemade bread and noodles. She took in two boarder men that worked in a filling station across from it. She boarded them for lunch. So we worked together.
You made do. You made do with what you had.
And I think right now I don't regret it, because today, I'm thankful for what we have. But I know how to manage and do without.
Okay.
We made our own home.
We started out and lived in the basement, a room at a time, and then added on and went upstairs as we.
So you built as you went?
We built it ourselves. He had a cement block place, and he worked at the shop finally, got a job at Rockwell, and a fire put us out of business in the cement block. He's been a good worker, and I've worked right along beside him. His dad had planted an orchard because we lived right beside his folks. We took over the orchard, and we had as high as 400 and 500 bushel of apples.
Goodness.
I would sort apples while he would work. I would take
the apples.
We sold them, delivered them, come to the house and buy them.
That don't happen now.
No.
And I would take care of him while he was at work.
You had a cement block factory?
Yeah, we had when I first worked the shop. Well, what happened? We built a house section at a time. We made a section here, lived in it, and then you made one here, lived in it, and then you made one here. Then we stopped for a while because we didn't have any money, more or less. And a man offered me a cement block machine and the pallets and so forth and a mixer for $150. And that was about what I was making about, we were getting $1 an hour to shop, I think. And we bought the block machine for $150, and the pallets and everything to make blocks. So we started making blocks to put for our house.
Oh.
It took us 2 or 3 years to get people off of our backs so we could get production up enough so we could have blocks for the house. And then by that time, I still worked the shop, so it gave me an opportunity to work at the shop and work at home, too.
What year did you start building the house?
Pardon?
What year did you start building
about
the house?
About 42.
Oh, it was during a war. I never got into service. I was 4F'd out of the service.
We lived in a little old house.
It had to have been 43 or
42, because it was. We were still there down in the basement when the war was over. And when the...
It had to have been 44.
45.
We were still in the basement when the war was over, yeah.
Yeah.
And things weren't too good then either.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, no.
Tell me about that.
Well, I went to work at the shop, and there was a lot of people out of work then. That was 1951.
Uh-huh.
And, or 1951 or two, I don't remember for sure. And we went to work for 95 cents an hour. A machining shop made truck axles. A lot of people are out of work. I know the day I got a job at the shop, there was about 40 people in the line, and I was the last guy there. The neighbors got the phone call to come in for an interview, and they sent a postcard instead of phoning us. So I went up and get the mail and the card. So I went to Kenton in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And the last one there. And I started working the shop, and well, I got a job that day. But a lot of guys in the line didn't, because I was 30 years old before I got a job in the shop. So I'm older than a lot of them that went to work in the shop.
And this was around 1951?
Yeah.
Why do you suppose that people were having such a hard time finding jobs?
There just wasn't that kind of, wasn't much around.
This is an agricultural territory. It's not a, this was a new factory put up in 1949. It was a new factory, not an old one. They made truck axles. They came from Detroit down here and started a factory, Timken Detroit Axle Company. It was, and 95 cents an hour was a good job.
Was it?
I worked at the mill. When I first started working at the mill, I started working for $9.50 a week, and that was Saturday, no overtime.
Wow.
$9.50 a week. We paid $6 for rent, bought a refrigerator for $5 a month off of Sears and Roebuck, or Montgomery Ward, I don't know which one it was, you paid $5 a month. And it was one of the first kinds that had a little motor without a belt drive. So things weren't too good.
No.
There were a lot of people out of work in that time.
When we were first married, like he said, he was making very little. His folks had cows, and they gave us our milk all the time. One week after we paid the bills, we didn't have any money for groceries, but we never told a soul. He worked at the mill at that time, and he ground us a sack of cornmeal, and by them giving us milk, we ate mush and milk and milk. We kept still. But from that time, I had the bills all paid. I put little jars in my dresser drawers, and I divided my bills up by four. And every week, a fourth of every bill went in those jars before we ever spent a cent. Hmm. And I still keep budget yet to this day.
Do you?
You wonder about why a lot of people didn't get jobs. They needed people. Some of them at the shop at that time could not even read a scale. You have to understand, we live in a county that had what they call a marsh. You ever read about the marsh?
Yes, and I want to come back to that.
Marsh. And a lot of those people come from the marsh, and they had no machining idea, nothing.
No skills,
no, hardly. A lot of them eventually came around, and I wouldn't know what to do, but it was, a lot of people were not really educated. I never got but a high school education, but I got a good one. Yeah. Better than they're getting today.
Well, yes, I'm sure of that.
Even in Kenton, about all was available for jobs. That was Gene Autry, the factory that made the Gene Autry guns.
Yeah.
And then there was a few little factories and filling stations. The people that had grocery stores and stores managed pretty well, but of course things weren't that high. Mm-hmm. We had doctors and dentists and things like that.
Far brought grain in a little four-wheel wagon with the sides about this high.
Oh my goodness.
He had a picture of this.
Behind a tractor or maybe an automobile or whatever. They had a few big trucks, but very few.
They had to make a number of trips to get their crop to mill.
Pardon?
If they had little trucks, they'd have to make several trips, wouldn't they?
Well, a lot of it was still up for a long time before they got around to where you had any trucks of any size.
Mm-hmm.
It just, when I last left the mill, they finally got trucks with fairly good size, and that would have been 1947, I think. I worked here in town at the mill here when we first started. Then I managed the mill in
Ridgeway
for about a year and a half or 2 years, and I could see the handwriting on the wall, but I wasn't going to like that.
How come?
Well, I couldn't. I like to work with my hands, and that was a different, I didn't like. I worked in it long enough that I wouldn't really care about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were there for several years, weren't you?
Yeah. I worked out from where we were first married, and it was, I hated to leave the people because I had a nerve breakdown while I was working for them during the war. And the old gentleman that owned the place brought my paycheck down every week while I was off work for about 3 months.
Ooh. But he came in with the paycheck. You don't find bosses like that. That man came in with his paycheck every week.
And that made it a little hard to quit.
Yeah, I bet.
I eventually did, but I could see the handwriting on the wall. It wasn't for me.
And then you became an electrician?
I odd jobbed for a while here and there. I worked for North Electric. They made panels for telephones. And I tried feed salesman for a while, and I didn't like that either. And eventually I got in 1950. There was about 3 or 4 years there. I kind of floated around here and there and this and that, and finally got a job at Rockwell.
Mm-hmm.
At the shop.
You worked there 31 years.
Now, did you work at home?
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I worked for a little while in a restaurant for a neighbor lady that we have yet today. I helped cook and things like that, but I stayed home, helped take care
of
my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Oh, that's right. We talked about your grandchildren.